Zach Braff is the comically awkward leading man on the TV show Scrubs, and at this year's Sundance Film Festival, he revealed some other talents. He's a writer and a director, as well as an actor. Our movie critic, Bob Mondello, says Braff does all three things quite well in his new movie, Garden State.
When 26-year-old Andrew Largeman flies to New Jersey for his mother's funeral, it's the first time he's been home in 9 years, and the first time he's been off tranquilizers in almost twice that long. He's tired of not feeling, but talking to his father gives him a headache, and hooking up with high school friends only convinces him that he never really knew them. Then he meets Samantha, a free-spirited creature played by Natalie Portman, who lies a lot, but otherwise strikes him as pretty refreshing.
You know what I do when I feel completely unoriginal?
What?
Blah, 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 blah. I make a noise or I do something that no one has ever done before, and then I can feel unique again, even if it's only for, like, a second.
So no one's ever done that?
No, not in the spot, no. You just witnessed a completely original moment in human history. It's refreshing. You should try it.
Oh, no, no, thanks.
No, come on.
No, you know what? I think that was good enough for the both of us.
Come on. What are you, shy? This is your one opportunity to do something that no one has ever done before and that no one will copy again throughout human existence. And if nothing else, you'll be remembered as the one guy who ever did this. This one thing.
How's that?
Oh, I've done that one before.
Sam and Andrew become more or less inseparable, partly because Andrew is trying to avoid a conversation he pretty much has to have with his control freak of a father, and partly because the alternative is hanging out with stoners and slackers. So they go to another funeral for Sam's pet hamster, and visit a seemingly bottomless quarry where they find a family living in a boat, and spend a lot of time talking about where they find themselves.
You know that point in your life when you realize the house you grew up in isn't really your home anymore? And all of a sudden, even though you have some place where you put it, that idea of home is gone.
I still feel at home in my house.
You'll see it one day when you move out. It just sort of happens one day and it's gone. It's like you feel homesick for a place that doesn't even exist. But maybe it's like this rite of passage, you know? You won't ever have that feeling again until you create a new idea of home for yourself, you know? For your kids, for the family you start. It's like a cycle or something. I don't know, but I miss the idea of it, you know? Maybe that's all a family really is. A group of people that miss the same imaginary place.
Zach Braff, who wrote, acted, and directed that scene, is channeling the impulses that led the generation before him to create such rudderless youth stories as The Graduate and Harold and Maude, both of which you're likely to think of while watching Garden State. Like those pictures, Braff's film is essentially gentle, satirical, and thoughtful, filled with startling visuals and almost equally startling insights, and backed by a soundtrack that reflects not the rat race, but the moment just before one decides to enter it. Garden State is not a perfect film. It gets a bit squishy toward the end, but it's a swooningly romantic coming-of-age tale that suggests that Braff has come of age, and that his adulthood could be very good for the movies. I'm Bob Mondello.
I couldn't remember a good film that I really believed in that was about what it felt like to be a 20-something in 2004.
So 29-year-old Zach Braff decided to make his own film, Garden State. Braff explained that in order to get it right, he had to go back to basics.
I wanted to strip the film down to bare bones and get back to just linear storytelling. I didn't want to have flashbacks, and I didn't want to have voiceovers, and I didn't want to have shaky camera. I just wanted to just have the actors and the dialogue be front and center and just shoot the movie very still. I really love photography. I'm an amateur photographer myself, so I really wanted to have beautifully composed, you know, photographs in which the actors moved around in.
And what about the people, the characters in the film? Was there a certain way that you wrote them and wanted them to perform that was specific to your generation, to 20-somethings?
I didn't want anyone to be too stylized a character. I mean, there's some odd things that happen in the film, but I wanted everything to be played completely straight. And there's, you know, what can I say? I'm not saying it's specific to my generation, but I think in your 20s there's a lostness. You know, this time between graduating from college and starting a family has, you know, the time has increased. Now my generation is getting married in their early 30s. And so there's these 8 years, give or take, that really are a time of self-exploration. And for myself, a time of confused lostness and depression and loneliness. And when I was, you know, very lonely and depressed in Los Angeles, waiting tables on Hollywood's Elite, I began to realize what the film would be about. And I thought I was alone. And when I started writing about it and doing research, I felt like I learned that I wasn't alone. And in fact, these two young women had written a book called The Quarter Life Crisis, which I always loved as a title. And I realized that I must have been going through my quarter life crisis.
You have a real eye for the absurd, and our reviewer Bob Mondello noted that there are obvious references to Harold and Maude in this film.
Yeah.
Disaffected young man, alienated from his family, surrounded by the absurd, dying to be understood, and finally awakening through a relationship with an equally offbeat character.
Sure.
And was this a tip of the hat to Bud Cort or Hal Ashby?
Of course. Of course, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. I can't help but not tip my hat to it, and I think Harold and Maude is close to a perfect film.
Do you remember the first time you saw that film?
I don't. I remember I was very young to see it. My father always pushed us to see films that you know we didn't want to see. Anytime we would want to see whatever the newest release on video was, he would come back with something he thought was in the same spirit but more of a classic. So I think one of those cases where we wanted, you know, real genius or weird science, and he came home with Harold and Maude, and I really remember just being blown away by it, even at a very young age. My father took me to see Gandhi in the theater, so I was probably 8 years old. In some ways, he's the reason my eyes were open to filmmaking at that early age.
In this film, you portray your beloved home state, the Garden State, warts and all. And I'm wondering, after a project like this, can you go back home?
I think you can go home, but it's never going to be like, for me, I can only speak for myself, it's never like it was when you were a kid, when the concept of home really was a real place. And I think when you leave at a certain point, that dissolves and disappears and is gone until you find a way to create it again for the family that you start and for the kids that you have.
Zach, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Zach Braff, writer, director, and star of the film Garden State. It opens this week in New York, Los Angeles, and New Jersey, and next month around the country.